When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi. I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, she told me not to worry about the guy from work. He's just a friend. Well, this particular guy was with his now ex-fiance or ex-fiance-to-be for about 3.5 years. He thought things were great, like most guys. They think everything is wonderful until they find out that it is not. So one night, he sees her friend, her phone going off, and there's like messages popping up. And he's like, huh. He looks at him, and it's some male coworker. He's like, well, that's interesting. Why is this male? Oh, he's just a friend, honey. You don't have to worry about him at all. Don't be silly. Just a friend. No big deal. So now he's like, couple weeks go by, and then it comes out, well, there's some flirting going on with her and the male coworker. And then he confronts her about it, and she's confused. She's, I got to work on myself. I got to find myself. She says, I need 2 weeks to think. And so she's basically asked him to be her backup plan while she gets a hall pass, in essence, to go date, hook up, whatever, with this other guy and see where her feelings go. Because, again, the only thing that really matters to women is how they feel about you. And so this guy was lazy. He was complacent. Thought everything was wonderful. Had no idea that his girl was losing attraction. And on top of that, it looks like he was engaged to a woman that has no integrity at all. And so it's clear that she was monkey branching and lining up a replacement from work. I mean, they've been together 3.5 years. They're engaged to get married, and she's trying to start another relationship with a new guy, and now he's found out about it. And so obviously his family's got opinions about it. So, but before we get into the email, I want to tell you guys about, we've got members-only content now on YouTube and Spotify. There are links in the video description of this video on YouTube that will take you so you can subscribe to the YouTube members-only content. Or if you prefer to subscribe on Spotify, there'll be a link in the video description so you can do that. And so what you'll get with the members-only contents, because a lot of you guys have been asking about the podcast I do with the girls where we answer viewer questions. And normally we split those up and we just do like one question at a time, but people have been asking, like, where's the whole podcast with all the questions? And so we typically film for about 1.5 hours, 2 hours, and we might get 7 to 12 or 14 questions per podcast. And so we've got those all condensed into, you know, because we usually film about once a week with those. And so you'll have those. There'll be some exclusive video newsletters. We also just started filming a study group with 3% Man. And so the girls have read the book. They've got questions. And we've already done 2 film sessions. We filmed for about 1.5 hours both times. And so we're about page 25 in the first book. And so I've been mostly filming with Caroline and Jade because they were like the first girls to get through it. Chunky's gone through it. I'm going to probably just do a study group with Chunky and me only. So you get the 2 guys. And the goal is to like really pick apart the book. And like I said, we got almost 3 hours of filming. We got the first 25 pages. So I think we're going to end up with, you know, the ones I'm doing with Caroline and Jade, probably 25 different film sessions. So we're filming once a week. So over the next several months, we'll have a study group with 3% Man where we completely pick it apart. obviously Caroline and Jade are going to challenge me. They're going to have things they disagree with. They're going to have things like, why are you telling guys to do this? So that's a lot of fun. We've been some spirited debates. And of course, you know, yours truly always wins because I might not always be right, but I'm never wrong. And we're also doing the same thing with 3% Man. I think Caroline's about halfway through this. Chunky's about the same. Jade's about the same halfway through. So we'll really pick apart all the content in both books as a study group to really help you guys learn what's in the books in depth, in detail. Especially we'll have a woman's perspective as we go through it. And plus there'll be some other viewer videos. Like there was one that we really took a lot of time with because people have been asking, hey, Corey, I want to hear your opinion on what's going on with Israel and Hamas. And so we have a video that's almost 40 minutes long, and there's a lot of video. There's a lot of clips and things I put in there. I go through the history going back over like 80, 100 years. So those types of things are in there because I'm really not going to put that stuff out publicly because we're dealing with war and yeah, you really can't say what you want to say out in the open. So that's going to be behind the paywall. It'll be members only. Again, the links to join, if you're interested, and we obviously appreciate the support, is in the video description. You'll be able to click the link to go subscribe on YouTube, and there'll also be a link for Spotify that'll take you directly to Spotify so you can subscribe to the members only content on my Spotify channel as well. And then, you know, just in general, there, if you go to the homepage of my YouTube channel, just click the join button. And if you happen to be on Spotify, you'll see like a little lock. And that means it's a members only post. So once you subscribe, those will all unlock and you'll be able to watch those as well. So with that in mind, let's continue on with our email here. He says, hey, Coach, I hope you're doing fantastic. I have a very shocking case of an unfaithful woman that actually shattered me to the core. I made a very specific decision in the end and would like to know if you would confront her in my case or not. Well, just keep in mind, what is the number one most important thing to men in a relationship? Loyalty. Trust is the hardest thing to get, and it's the easiest thing to lose. And if you're thinking about spending your life and you're crazy enough to involve the government in your relationship, it would be smart, especially if you live in one of those states where they typically tend to be blue, where the divorce laws are completely slanted in the woman's favor and against the men. You really got to pay attention to what you're doing, because the financial consequences of marrying somebody in a state where the laws are really rigged against you, if you will, it's too much downside risk. And so in this particular case, because part of the reason why you date and vet somebody is you're trying to determine, is she going to be loyal and faithful to me? Or when she's unhappy, is she just going to start talking to some other guy from work or wherever and start a relationship with him? Women who have integrity, that come from a good family, if the relationship's not working, if she's told the guy countless times that she's not happy, she's going to end the relationship, get her life back in order, and then when she feels ready, she'll start dating again. But women who belong to the streets, women who have low character, they will line up somebody and give the impression to, in this case, the fiance or the boyfriend or the husband, that everything's great in their relationship while they're hooking up or starting to hook up with some guy outside of their marriage or their relationship. And then the guy finds out and he's devastated. And it's like, once a cheater, always a cheater. And so what you're going to see here is this particular woman, she doesn't share the same value system around loyalty that this particular guy does. And so therefore, based on her behavior, this is not wife material. This is not a woman you want to wife up after what she's done. Because if you take her back, if you give her another chance, and then you get lazy and you get complacent again, which is going to happen at some point, whether it's a year or two. I mean, they've been together 3.5 years, and it's just shockingly happened. What if you're great for 3 years? What if you read the book 15, 20 times, and you're an awesome boyfriend or husband for the next 3.5 years, and then you slack off for 6 months because you go through a difficult time, or maybe you get a promotion, and it requires extra time at work, or you got kids or whatever, and then you stop dating and courting her, and you don't make her feel heard and understood. She's going to do this same shit all over again. And since you took her back, you taught her that it's okay and she can get away with it. If her needs aren't being met, well, screw you. All's fair in love and war. That's the attitude. Oh, you snooze, you lose. Some women just have that attitude. Again, if they were raised in an environment, a broken home, dad's not the center of the house, he doesn't rule the roost. If he's a soy boy beta male that the women in the family just dominate his ass and don't respect him, it's like, she ain't gonna respect you. So you got to pay attention to how is the family. He says, one morning I woke up early to go to the gym and noticed her work phone. There have been some messages, so I've been curious and I found out that she was texting regularly with a guy that she knew from a work trip a couple of months ago. Well, maybe something happened on the work trip that you didn't know about. They work in the same company. They do have some minor projects, but the talk was personal stuff, dark secrets, etc. Stuff that you would tell somebody to get to know each other. Well, if you don't date and court your fiance, eventually some other guy will. And so the reason she's conversing with this guy is, for whatever reason, she's no longer, or maybe never has been able to converse with you in the way that a woman needs to feel heard and understood. Or maybe you used to do that and you got lazy, you got caught up, you got busy, you just didn't take the time. And so you don't really know what's going on in your fiance's life. You don't take the time to talk to her. She's going on business trips. You're focused on your own life. You're just assuming that she's loyal and faithful. Meanwhile, her needs aren't being met, and then she's hanging out on this work trip, and they start talking, and this dude's willing to open her up, is willing to listen. He's doing all the things that you used to do. That makes a woman feel attraction and feel a rapport. It makes her feel like he cares. And if you stop doing these things, well, she feels like you no longer care. And if you're in a relationship with a woman that has no integrity, then the marriage vows, the yes, I'll marry you till death do us part, none of that shit fucking matters. Living together, having kids, none of that matters. If you're with a low character woman, it's like she'll have no regrets about doing this behind your back. Family-oriented girls, girls that respect their fathers, they don't behave this way. They just end the relationship. Take some time to be single and then get back in the dating world. But it's a good thing that this happened, because now you know what you're dealing with. Now you know that you're dealing with a disloyal woman and who, I mean, she committed to you. She said she's going to be your wife. If she says she's going to be your wife and then meanwhile she's trying to start another relationship with a male coworker, well, she's disqualified. She's not loyal. That's the number one most important thing to us guys is loyalty, and you're not going to fix that. The book, The 3% Man, is not going to fix the fact that she's not loyal. That's just the way it is. He says, I had more suspicions, so I went to check again and sometime later to find out that they had made plans to meet one evening. Yeah, she's probably already having sex with this guy. Maybe she had sex with him on the business trip. He says, when I confronted her again, she reacted in a bad way. She stated that I was controlling. It's like, babe, it's not controlling. That ring on your finger is an acceptance of a marriage proposal. That means for the rest of our lives, you said, I'm only going to be with you. I'm only going to be loyal to you. That's what you said. When you accepted that ring on your finger, that's what you said. And now you're hanging out with some other guy, agreeing to meet him. That's not what a loyal woman does. That's not what a woman who wants to be my wife does. That's what a whore does. That's what a girl that wants to cheat on her husband, cheat on her boyfriend does. That's what a disloyal woman does. That's a woman who doesn't share the same value system with me. That's what she does. That's a fact of life. No amount of excuse, doesn't matter. I was a bad boyfriend, bad fiance. I take ownership for that. But it doesn't give you the right to go out and line up some other guy and then look me right in the eye and go, oh, he's just a friend. He's not just a friend. The only reason you say he's just a friend until his dick ends up inside you. And it's clear that he's trying to get his dick inside you. And it's obvious from your actions and your text that you're willing to give him the chance. So that doesn't sound like a woman who wants to be my wife. That sounds like a woman who's just, you know, happy to go and get her strawberry fields plowed by somebody else, have some other dude mow her front lawn. That's not what you agreed to. That's not what I agreed to. That's not what we signed up for. He says, I had more suspicion, so I went to check again and sometime later to find out that they had made plans one evening. And when I confronted her, she reacted in a bad way, called him that he was controlling. He says, we had some minor issues with that in the past, but the last occasion she mentioned this topic was 1 year ago. Again, it's respect. You're not going to go make plans with the hot single secretary from the office to go have drinks or to go on weekend trips together or to meet up for dinner one-on-one. You wouldn't like it. If you're expecting me to be the man for the rest of your life and the father of your children, you're not going to like me hanging out with the hot younger girl from the office who wants to fuck me. You wouldn't be cool with it because you're hanging out with the guy from the office who definitely wants to fuck you. And you're giving him the opportunity and the green light to try. So it has nothing to do with being controlling. It has to do with respect. And if you want to be allowed to do this, and that tells me you're not interested in marriage, you're not interested in our relationship, you're not interested in commitment, and on top of that, you're just incapable of loyalty. You're just, you belong in the streets. You're a whore. You're a cheater. You're a liar. 3.5 years together, and you're running around with some dude from work and telling me to, oh, you're just being controlling. He's like, no. You're supposed to be loyal. You promised to be loyal. But it's obvious and it's clear that you're not being loyal. She then broke up into tears, stating that she can't go on like this and that she needed time to think. I was like, what's there to think about? You're either in or you're out. You're either committed to us or you're committed to being single again. It's either him or me. I'm not going to sit around and give you a hall pass for a few weeks while you go fuck some other guy and then think you're just going to waltz back into our life and go, okay, I'm ready to get married now. I sowed my oats. No, that's not happening. If you're telling me you're confused and you need to figure things out, then you need to pack your shit and go. You're not going to sit here. I'm not going to put my personal life on hold while my fiance goes out and fucks some other guy to see what her feelings are. That's just not going to work. He says, obviously, I was completely broken by this, acting emotionally and bursting into tears. We stayed together in the flat for 1 week and everything seemed to be getting normal again. We kissed, cuddled, and went shopping. What about beating up? No meat missile, apparently. But then after a week, she stated that she wanted the 2 weeks time to think, as she mentioned. I said, no. If you need 2 weeks to think about it, then that's all I need to know. That means you need to pack your shit and go and give me my fucking ring back because that tells me you're not going to accept the proposal anymore. You have gone back against your word. He says, once again, I was emotional. He says, I know, bad, but then gave her the time. I wouldn't have done that. I said, no. He says, no contact for 2 weeks and 1 day. She was staying with one of her friends because she wanted to go out and date and hang out with this other guy and see what her feelings did. That's why she wanted the time. She wanted to see who she felt more for. She felt more attracted to you or felt more attracted to him. And you gave her the hall pass, which was stupid on your part. When she came back, she cried and said she couldn't go on and wanted to move out, ending the relationship. I begged for 2 days, but then, as we still stay in the same flat, focused on turning things around, making her feel heard and understood, during the break, I discovered you were. Yeah, the damage is done at this point. That seemed to partially work, but she still insisted on the breakup and stating things like, I really love you, and I'm afraid to lose the man of my life, but need to focus on myself first. He says, in retrospective, complete bullshit. What she's really saying is, I want to go fuck somebody else. She's saying she doesn't want to be married to you. Get your fucking ring back, dude. Say, give me my ring back, pack your shit, and get out, and don't ever call me again. We're done. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Once a woman has shown you that she's not loyal, that's it. Don't ever marry a woman that does that. Because if you take her back, you're telling her that it's okay to get away with it. And on top of that, next time she's unhappy, she'll just go do it again because you trained her that it was okay. Women like this, the only way they will change their behavior is to lose a guy like you forever. That's it. But unfortunately, most guys are fucking soy boy beta male simps and they'll keep giving women like this a chance. And so the women, people say, well, who's going to hold women accountable? It's like the men are supposed to, but most of you pussies don't. That's the reality. The guys are always bitching about, got to hold women accountable. Who's going to hold women accountable? Well, as a man, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to set the standard. But this guy needs to set the standard and maintain it because she's violated it. I would never marry a girl after she's behaved this way. We went on like this for a couple of days until I peeked into her phone again just to find out that she was heavily flirting with the guy I stated earlier, using the time to think where I was suffering tremendously to do this. Essentially, hitting on sexual activity and meeting up where he lives. Texted have been a bit cryptic, but I was at least heavily flirting. But to be honest, I think they banged. Yeah, they probably did. She, and then, you know, the reason why when you first looked at things, it seemed kind of innocuous, more than likely because she deleted all the bad stuff. I then turned to some friends and family stating what I found out. They all advised me on not confronting her, but rather focused on getting over her, ensuring that she moves out as fast as possible. Yeah, get her the fuck out. She's gone, dude. She's now still in the same flat until the end of the month, and I think about a conference. Just say, I will pay you to leave today. Here's $1,000 cash to help you get on your feet. So she can give her a deposit back, half the deposit, whatever. Just get her the fuck out. He says, and I think about a confrontation, but I'm not sure what to do. What do you recommend? Just say, look, it's clear we're not getting married. It's clear loyalty doesn't mean anything to you. It's clear we don't share the same values. I want you to leave as soon as possible. You want to leave. I want you to leave. You've already got a new boyfriend. You're probably already having sex. You've been cheating on me. That's it. This is irretrievably broken. We can't fix this. There's no coming back from this, sweetheart. I'm sad that you did this, but this is all on you. So I want you to pack your stuff and get out as soon as possible. That would be great. Thank you. I'll even give you a little bit of cash to help you. You know, maybe you can go, you know, live with a friend or whatever. And, you know, you can give them some money for deposit. Just whatever the quickest way to get out. I'll give you an example. When I used to be in the rental business and when I used to be in the real estate business, and sometimes we would buy foreclosure properties and the tenant wasn't paying the landlord, and then therefore the landlord couldn't pay their mortgage, and then therefore the landlord lost the house in foreclosure. And so the house would get foreclosed upon, the bank owns it, and then we want to buy it, but there's a tenant in there that's not paying. And why are they not paying? Because they're usually broke. And so what we'd do, we were very nice, we'd go knock on the door and we'd say, hey, we're, you know, looking to buy this property, we're going to buy this property, and but, you know, we need to clean it up because we're going to, you know, fix it up. We're going to put new carpet and paint it and fix the lawn, new roof, whatever. And we'd be happy to give you guys some money to pay for you to move and, you know, to help you with deposits. And, you know, so oftentimes what we would do is sometimes it was $1,000, $2,000, maybe $3,000 we would give these people. And they thought we were like the second coming of Christ, because here we are, we're these guys that are buying this property and they're in essence squatting in it. And so what we would say is just, you know, we would give them a date, like, when can you guys be out? And just say, you know, call, you know, we want the house cleaned. You know, you get no trash, you can vacuum the carpets. And so when you guys are ready, when the U-Haul's all loaded up, the house is clean, just let us know and we'll come over and we'll give you the cash. And they would call us. I'd be hanging, usually it was like my business partner. We would hang out, have some beers, have some pizza, whatever. They would call us. And we go over there. It might be like a Friday night, somewhere around 8 o'clock. Hey, we got everything all loaded. The house is spotless. We'd go. They cleaned everything out of the house. All their shit's in the moving truck. We give them $2,000-$3,000, whatever it happened to be. And they're hugging us. They're like, they love us, like families. Like, because they took the cash and they were able to use the cash to go and move to a new place and help them get back on their feet. And we got the place back quickly without having to go through the eviction process and pay a bunch of attorney's fees and court fees and drag it out for 6, 7, 8 months and then continue having to pay mortgages and everything else on the property. So it was a win-win for everybody. So that kind of philosophy is like what you got in essence is a squatter. So just say, I'm happy to give some cash. As soon as you have all your stuff packed and ready to go, I'll give you $1,000 cash. Hug and, you know, wish you all the best and good luck all your future endeavors. But she's got to give you your fucking ring back, dude. First and foremost, you got to get your ring back. And then tell her you give her cash to get out of your flat. He says, I also see merit in being nice. And if she eventually comes back, letting her fall, because I don't get back with liars and cheaters. Yeah, you just need to get her out and get her gone. Whatever it takes. You need to give her some cash. Again, once she's got everything ready to go, just say, hey, let me know. I'll come over. I'll give you $1,000, $500, $2,000. I don't know. Whatever. This is on you. You can negotiate that. Whatever she needs, get on her feet and get the fuck out of your life. He says, I plan on following Seven Principles to get an ex back once she's gone, but with the clear intention to not get her back in the end. Yeah, you should be reading 3% Man to find a good woman. This woman is disqualified forever. She still to this day states that she loves and misses me and that she is unsure of her decision, obviously because she can't decide between the two men. I'll tell you, when she really starts to care is when she's moved out and she no longer has the key to your place and you're fucking somebody else. Then she'll care. And then especially when you don't take her back, because you'll probably be the only guy that will ever do that to her. Then 10, 15, 20 years from now, she'll be still thinking about the dude that kicked her out and wouldn't put up their shit. Because every other guy since then probably will. But she'll always think about you. That's the power of walking away and ditching somebody when they do you dirty. We're both 29 years old. It was my first relationship where I stayed together with a girl. Would love to hear your opinion, Coach. Thanks for your work. I'm now on my second read of your book. I'm planning to read at least 10 rounds. I'm also grateful that I found out that she's cheating now rather than being married or worse when having kids. Obviously, I'm fucking hurt, though. I feel for you, dude. I really do. But, man, it's like you've been following me for a while. There's plenty of videos for guys that were married and were found out that some of their kids weren't even their own because they married a chick that was just a hoe bag. So you definitely dodged a bullet, but get her out of your place as quickly as possible, even if it takes some cash. Make sure you get your ring back. Do the things we talked about. And find a better woman. The best revenge is going to be dating a hotter, younger chick with a better attitude who comes from a good family, who will be loyal to you, not a lying, cheating hoe. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, all right. We'll talk to you soon.